AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, a town that's very excited by the visit of Pope Francis, who is due at the White House 2 hours from now. Live to our Mark Smith, who is already there.
And Rita, as you can hear, the crowds are already coming through special security tents on Pennsylvania Avenue, the first of some 15,000 expected to jam the South Lawn. But what message will they hear from this startlingly blunt-spoken Pope? His spokesman, the Reverend Federico Lombardi, says Francis won't be partisan political.
He's in the line of the tradition of the social doctrine of the Church.
But with Francis's attacks on inequality and calls to curb global warming, the pontiff told reporters on his plane flying in from Cuba he knows many think he's a little left-leaning. Rita?
Mark Smith live at the White House. Tomorrow, the Pope will address Congress. Yogi Berra, the Yankees legend, has died. He was 90 years old and died yesterday at his home in New Jersey. Our Sagar Magani has a fond look back.
Nobody won more World Series titles than the 10 Yogi Berra collected as the catcher for the Yankee dynasty of the 40s, 50s, and early 60s.
I was very lucky.
He was a three-time American League Most Valuable Player. The enduring image of Berra, though, is more what he said than how he played. Things like, it ain't over till it's over, and it's deja vu all over again. But all the Yogi-isms you hear didn't actually come from him.
Some of them are true, you know, but I guess some of the people, when they go out of banquet, use my name.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron wants EU countries to deport more of the immigrants who are arriving in Europe but don't have a genuine claim that they're running from chaos in their countries. Some call them economic migrants. We are hearing that comedian Bill Cosby is trying to hire a criminal defense lawyer in Pennsylvania as prosecutors revisit a sex assault complaint against him. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night, dodging a question about President Obama. Here's the question.
Barack Obama, born in the United States.
Trump's response?
I don't talk about it anymore.
You don't talk about it?
I talk about jobs. I talk about our veterans being horribly treated. I just don't discuss.
Donald Trump on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is talking about the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, breaking her long silence over a project criticized by environmentalists as a threat to the planet's climate. She says she opposes construction of the pipeline. The pipeline would transport oil from Canada to refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. The announcement has been seen this morning with disappointment in Canada, where the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, has said as recently as last month he was confident the next president would approve the project. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.